Welcome, and thank you for streaming this sermon. At Heritage Baptist Church, we believe that the Word of God and the Gospel of Jesus can truly change lives. So it is our hope and prayer that this service stirs up your affection for Christ and helps you to draw closer to Him. For more information, please visit hbchaslett.org.
I think Sam, you ought to stay. I'm still waiting to hear Tyler sing before he leaves, too. No pressure, Tyler. But I do control the music. I can make it happen. So I tell you what, we got, me and Pastor even said it Sunday, that we are a talented church. And all glory to God. And we're blessed. We really are. We're blessed with great talent. And I'm glad, just like the Ratledges, using it for the Lord. And that's what you ought to do. Genesis chapter 6 tonight. Genesis chapter 6, we continue our series on great faith. Tonight, I know I preached on Noah before. I know you've heard it since you were a child. But if you would tonight, just give me a little time. And let's be refreshed in the Word of God. And sometimes you can turn people off when you say, oh my soul, Noah again, Zacchaeus again, Jesus again. Better be careful, right? And so tonight as we look at Noah, we know the story of Noah, but I want us to see his great faith. By the way, he is in Hebrews chapter 11. He made it to the hall of faith. And so I think we ought to honor his life by looking at what his great faith was. How did he use his great faith that he had? Very familiar portion of Scripture tonight, Genesis chapter 6, verses 8 through 10. And I'm going to preach chapter 6 and 7. But it says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Every time I hear that, I think of the Statler brothers singing that song. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You ought to look it up. It's a great song. You'll never memorize that song. There's 623 words in that song. Verse 9 says, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and the earth. I should stop there, but anyway, the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And we understand that chapter 6 is God's response to man's wickedness with Noah. And could you imagine living in a society? Now, we live in a society today that is sin-stricken, wouldn't you agree? But we don't live in a society nothing like we see in Noah's day. That there's only 8 people that are found just or righteous enough to go into the ark of God. And we know that there was millions of people that lived upon this earth. Now, we know that it says, as it is in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the coming of man. We know that's talking about the second coming of Christ. The tribulation time is going to be horrible. And we're seeing a taste of that even today, I believe. We're headed that way. But I want to give you a quick bio on Noah's life. Number one, he found grace. Have you found grace? I know where the well of grace is. It's at the foot of our Lord Jesus Christ. The second thing we know about Noah, not only did he find grace, but that he was a just man. In other words, his standing before God was justified. How many of us tonight, our standing before God is justified? Number three, we see that he was perfect in his generations. Notice what the Scripture says, that he was perfect in his generations. In other words, he was complete in his generation. Jesus is the only one who can make us complete. We're incomplete without Jesus Christ. And then the last thing we see in these Scriptures is that he had three sons. And really, we don't hear about Miss Noah. We don't even know her name. We don't know the daughter-in-law's names necessarily. But we see that God shows us that the head of this home is a man who had found grace. He's a just man and he's a perfect man. Tonight, I want us to look and let's talk about Noah's life and see why he had great faith. And I believe we'll find it in these Scriptures. And so after we pray, we'll talk about great faith in Noah. Father, we love you. Thank you for the night. Lord, I sure need you. Lord, I realize I cannot do this on my own. And Lord, neither would I ever try. Lord, as I've said before, I really, I'm not concerned about what people will think of me tonight. But Lord, sure I'm concerned about what they think of you. Lord, if we look through your word, through faith tonight, we'll see you as you, who you are, a great and mighty God, a good God, a powerful God, a loving God. So Lord, tonight, help us to look through your word and through faith tonight and see you high and lifted up. And Father, tonight, I just give you glory and praise and honor for allowing me to be in this place at this time. Lord, would your word open? Now, Father, I pray you help me now in Jesus' name. Amen. So nowhere do we find in this bio of Noah's life, do we ever find, matter of fact, you don't even find the word faith until you get into the book of Numbers, or I believe it is you don't see anything about Noah's life or anything in his bio of his life that says anything that he was a man of faith. You want to know why that is? Because we know that through the acts of Noah that he was a man of faith. You see, I don't need anybody to say that Michael Wiggins is a man of faith. I want them to see the works that I do and show that I have faith in my God. Listen, if you go out and you build a boat that's never been built and you're preaching a message that people have never heard, that takes faith. And we'll see that here in a little bit. But I want us to notice three things tonight, and I want to get right into the meat of the scripture tonight. But we see this. We see, number one, what about great faith? Noah's great faith. What is it about it? Number one, we see that a great faith executes God's orders. Great faith executes God's orders. Now, I want you to notice in chapter 6 and verse 22. Chapter 6 and verse 22, here the Lord Jesus comes and or the Word of God tells us that He gives him, here's what I want you to do, Noah, because the world is wicked, because of all these things, He says, I put 120 years time on this. And Noah, in that 120 years that I'm going to give you, I want you to build an ark. I want you to prepare for a flood. Now, what if I came to y'all tonight and said, I want y'all to prepare for a Shikushi Manashi? You say, what is that? Well, I don't even know what it is. I just made that word up. But what would you say if God came to you? Listen, Noah had never heard the word flood. I said, we need to prepare for a Shikushi Kashi, whatever it is. And you go, he's lost his brain. But if God come to you and said, I want you to build a whatever, and you've never heard of it, by faith we react to that. Notice what Noah, what it says about Noah. Here it is. God's giving this great plan, and Noah goes this. Here it is, what's said about Noah. Verse 22 says, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. You see, great faith executes God's orders. In other words, when God says, Michael Wiggins, I want you to do this, I go, yes, sir. Instead of going, huh? Hello? All right, Lord, let me get this right. Nowhere in the scripture do we see Noah questioning God, do we? You say, well, it may not have been recorded in there. Well, if it's not in there right now, guess what? God didn't want us to know it. He put in there what He wanted us to know. And He wanted us to know that God said, Noah, I want you to do this, 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 this. And Noah said, yes, sir. And he went and did all that God commanded him to do. And thus he did. In other words, Noah didn't wait. He didn't hesitate. Just like when God came to Abraham, He said, Abraham, I want you to go into a country I'll tell you of later. And the Bible says that Abraham rose up early in the morning and went. He didn't say, God, now wait a minute, that place you want me to go, could you describe it a little more? I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to wake up in the morning and my wife say, honey, I need you to go somewhere, just get going. I'd be like, no. Which way do I head? Well, you just start going and I'll call you and tell you where you need to go. That's not the way I would like to work. But when it comes to God, when God gives a commandment, great faith executes God's order immediately. Go to chapter 7 and verse 5. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 5. The Bible says this, and Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. He said, Noah, I need you to build an ark. Lord, I need you to get gopher wood. I need you to build it this wide and this high and this long. And I need you to put the animals in there. You would have had me at that. So you want me to go get some kitty cats and put in this thing. Right? I mean, can you imagine that without faith you would go, this is impossible. I was reading Spurgeon today and he was talking about how in our mind we always view things of great faith as impossible. But with God, all things are possible. We must put our faith in Him. And can you imagine that in this time that Noah just said, the Bible said, Noah did what God commanded him to do. How do you think that Noah got to that point in his life? Well, go back to verse 9. I believe we see the answer how Noah got to this point of great faith and how he got to the point where God said, Noah, I need you to do this. I believe this with all my heart. This is not Noah's first conversation with God. Because the Bible ends verse 9, says, and Noah walked with God. You see, if we're going to have great faith in our life, if we're going to have faith that is worth anything, that amounts to anything, then we have to every day walk with God. That way when God says something to us that causes us to use great faith, we don't go, what did you just say? Some of you, there's been times I used to, when I was working down at Burnett Fire Department, I was working with a medic one day, and he had been a medic. I'm pretty sure he was right after Noah. No, he was a great medic. He had been a medic, I think, 30 years, something like that. I don't know. The man was a genius. Listen, I worked with him several times. And sometimes he would say to do something, I wouldn't even question him. Why? Because I trust him, because I had worked with him, I had spent time with him, and learned that he was always right. When he said, draw up this medication, you go, okay. When he said, do this maneuver with their arm or whatever it may be, and listen, I just say, yes, sir. Why? Because of his experience. Listen, God's eternal. God's infinite, and when God says to do something, He's not going to do something that's going to put you in danger and something that's not going to work. There's been times me and Brother Chad's been up here, and Brother Chad asked me a question, how would you do this? I said, well, I do it like this. And he does it like that, and it don't work. A lot of times. Sometimes it works for a little while, and then breaks. And then we both look at each other and go, we tried. Right? Because why? I am not infinite. I don't have all knowledge. I don't have all power. But God does. And if God said tonight, Michael Wiggins, now he's not going to do this, I don't think, is Michael Wiggins, I want you to walk off this stage and just walk over the chairs. I'd do it. Because God's a big God. And because God's an all-knowing God. But here it is that great faith executes God's orders without question. In other words, Noah never batted an eye. You know why? Because God's word was his guide and God's wisdom was his guide, because he trusted in what the Lord said. With great faith, you don't have to see the end and you don't have to know when the end is. You just have to trust the Lord. Let me give you the second thing. Not only is great faith, does it execute God's orders? Number two, great faith encourages through the tough times. You see, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, it says, and spare not the old world, but save Noah and eight persons, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. We know that the Bible says that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. We know that, I believe this with all my heart, the ark was a picture of what Noah had been preaching. I believe Noah was a preacher of righteousness. I believe he was preaching to these people. I believe, you say, how do you know that? Because God never executes judgment without people hearing the word and the warning. There were sirens going off all over, and people did not heed that warning. We see that Noah for 120 years preached and no converts. You ever thought about that? I've been preaching for 20-something years. I've had converts, praise the Lord. I've seen people, a lot of people say, matter of fact, I thank God for that. But I want to say that if my job is to preach and to see people turn to Christ, and that doesn't happen, you know what sets in discouragement? for 120 years, let me remind you, that Noah was preaching and the ark was preaching a sermon to them that a flood was coming, that God's judgment was coming. Listen, on the journey of this life, you're going to need encouragement. You're going to need that time when people are poking and prodding at you and saying, can you imagine Noah going, having the neighbors go by and going, he is an idiot. What is he doing? The homeowners association is coming by and giving him violations. The neighbors are going, I can't even see my mountainous view anymore because he built this boat in the way. I guess it wasn't a mountain at that time, but at my picturesque view, I can't see anymore. There's a big boat in the way. Walking by and going, laughing at his kids. Miss Noah goes into town to get whatever she needs, and they're like, there she is, the crazy lady who's married to the crazy man. But you know what? Great faith encourages us during those trying times. Why? Because it turns our eye to the one we trust. Hey, listen, people can poke and prod at us today and say, where is the promise of His coming? But through faith, I know He's coming. I know that He's coming. Listen, they can make fun of us. They can stare at us and they can talk behind our back. They can make laws against us. They can do anything they want to. But listen, they cannot take away the fact that I know one day that the trumpet's going to sound. And one day that the skies are going to split open. And one day that Jesus is going to call me home and I'm going to leave this ground. I'll leave all my earthly possessions behind and I'll see my Savior. And we'll bid this world goodbye. Saying, suck us? Maybe not. Maybe that was fleshly. But great faith encourages through those tough times. Listen, there's going to be times that, and you say, well, do you ever think that Noah was sitting in the house one day going, I don't know if I want to build that boat today. Do you ever think his Shem, Ham, and Japheth sitting in there, Dad? Do we have to today? Noah says we do. Because the day is coming. Jesus had already told him, or the Bible already told us, that Jesus said that my spirit shall not always strive with man. For that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120. Listen, days are so short today. We don't know when He's coming, but we know that He's coming. Just as Noah knew that he knew that that flood was going to come. He knew that those waters are going to rise. We need encouragement through those tough times. Does anybody ever have tough times? Just want to make sure I'm at the right crowd. Now, if we were at Smiley's Church down in Houston, I think all those people don't have tough times. You just need a positive attitude, and you can get through these tough times. I can have two positive attitudes and still not get through those tough times without faith in something or someone that is bigger than my problems. Me and my brother was listening last night. We was listening to a lot of music. I was boring him to death. But the McCamies sing a song, remember when waves are over your head, they're under His feet. Under His feet, under His feet. There's not a problem that you'll face that He cannot meet. Whenever you've waded out too far in waters too deep, remember when waves are over your head, they're under His feet. It's a good song. I was like, isn't that so true? Is that when we lose the vision of the Lord Jesus Christ and all His power, and we begin to feel the waters rising at our ankles and at our knees and at our hips and at our chest and at our neck, and we forget that the waves are under His feet, that the trials and the troubles are under His feet. There's nothing that's going to come upon you, God. It's going to go, oh, I forgot about that. Now, as parents, we do that, don't we? Ah, I forgot about that. Or forgot the kid. We've done that a time or two. Brody got left before. It was quiet. We knew it was too quiet. Got to the restaurant. We're like, church members called. Brody was asleep in the pew. We forgot. Listen, great faith encourages during those trying times. Let me give you the last thing tonight. I think this is the one I needed tonight the most. is that great faith endures till the task is complete. If Michael Wiggins is known for anything, well, he's known for a lot. There's a book of things. But one thing is not completing a task. You ever know those little things you print off and it says, check if you completed it? I never got check marks. In school or nothing. I got more flags. Right? But here's the thing is that 120 years plus 370 days on the ark, give or take, sounds what Answers in Genesis said. I let them do the math for me. Thank you, Answers in Genesis. Folks, I'm going to tell you what, there were times, I'm sure, and listen, they needed that encouragement. But faith helps us endure these times. Helps us get to where God is going to complete the task. And listen, if Noah would have decided, and I've said this before, I know that if Noah would have got to the last part, and the last part of building the ark was to pitch it from within and without. And Noah said, you know what, I'm done. I've worked on this thing for ever how long it was. We don't know exactly how long he worked on the ark, but let's say 90 years, 100 years, ever how long, and then I know he had to get the animals on there and get everything on the inside done. But listen, Noah just says, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to do that. If the task wouldn't have been done, the trial would have been when the waters came and started going into the boat, and we wouldn't be here today. But true faith endures till the task is completed. We must stand firm and stand faithful until God says, we're done. We must stand firm and stand faithful until God says, listen, come home, my child. We must stand firm and stand faithful and endure to the end. Listen, not for salvation, but endure to the end to glorify and honor Him. There's too many Christians that are going, it's too hard. I quit. True faith encourages you during that time. True faith during that time, great faith during that time, not only encourages us, but it helps us to endure until the end of the task is done. And I don't know what your task is, but all of us have a task. All of us have a calling in our life that God has placed upon us. And listen, you must keep going and wade through the fires and wade through the valley of the shadow of death and just keep going and keep having faith. No matter what comes against you, no matter who comes against you, no matter what falls from the sky, what comes from hell beneath, you just keep going and you keep going and you keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. You keep trusting Him. You put your faith in Him and guess what? He'll hold your hand. He'll hold my hand all the way to the end. I've told this story also, but I was working a Special Olympics one time and I was in Auburn, Alabama. I was at the University of Auburn doing clinicals. I had to work the Special Olympics there. And boy, God taught me a lot there. I sat there and we were on the sidelines, me and a few other guys in the ambulance. And I remember it was the last games that they were doing. It was the relay race, or not the relay, it was just a race, little small race. There was four Down syndrome kids that were racing. Man, I was already tearing up. They got on that starting line, and one of them had I never forget, it's been several years ago, had a sweatband on. Sweatbands on his arms. He started off, and he was kind of my speed. Slow. Man, he come around that corner. He was waving at everybody in the crowd, waving at everybody over here, and this girl passed him. She had a mission in life. I never forget that little girl come around there and she slowed down and he caught back up with her. We're talking, they only raced from like there to there, but there was a lot of time. And I never forget that girl come beside him and he just got mad and stopped and did this number. While the girl was going, but I never will forget this. She went back and I could see her getting in front of him And she took his hand. Whew. I'm over here going, I'm working with some men, you know, and we're all over here going, we're using 4x4s for tissues at this point. We're like, man, this saline is really bad in these bags. She held his hand, and I could hear her saying, I wasn't far from her. She's like, come on. He's like, I don't want to. He's like, come on. I don't want to. And for long, he said, all right. And he went across that thing, and he... And man, God got all over me. I said so many times in this Christian race, I go, I don't want to. And my God comes along and says, come on. I don't want to. It's too hard. God says, come on. And he takes your hand and he leads you. He comforts you. I just want to put my faith in him. I don't want to put my faith in things of this world. I don't want to put my faith in things that don't matter in eternity's view. I want to put my faith in God and allow Him to walk me across that finish line one day. Until the task is done, listen, I don't care if you're 89 tonight. I don't care if you're 14 tonight. You just keep your faith in God and you just keep going. You just keep going. You keep serving. No matter what the world comes. Listen, teenagers and young people, are going to make fun of you. People are going to point at you. People are going to do all these things. But you keep your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ. You keep your hand in His hand and you keep your face in His book and you just keep going. And you just keep going. And when you get discouraged, just find courage through faith in Him and in His Word. And when you get to the point where you say, I'm not doing it anymore, you be reminded that God's going to come by and say, let's go. He never leave you nor forsake you. You say, Brother Wiggins, have you ever put your hands up like that and told God no? I ain't even going to tell you. But I can tell you, we serve a great God. Is anybody here, I want you to raise your hand if God's ever failed you. There's no hands in here. I knew there wouldn't be. Sometimes people wake up right at when you say that and they're like, did he just ask how many people are saved? There's one in every crowd. He must be asking what every other preacher asks, how many people are saved? And then you look at him and go, well, welcome to the party. Sunshine. Listen, God's never failed none of us. From the time of Adam and Eve, God has never failed one. When we slip and we fall and when we go through valleys and when we go through times, God is faithful. I'm just going to hold to His hand. I'm just going to keep my faith in Him. Because when you get to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7, you'll see the word, by faith, Noah. By faith, Michael. By faith, Alan Schuler. By faith, Tracy Fiesler. By faith, Nick Lepper. By faith, listen, that's how we're going to make it. We're going to make it by trusting Him, not in ourselves. Don't listen to the world. Oh, you got to just muster it up. You just got to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Well, that's good if you're wearing boots. No, you put your faith in Him. He'll sustain you. Let's stand tonight, heads bowed, eyes closed. I'll pray and then Pastor come. Father, tonight, Lord, I want to say how good You've been. And Lord, the times that I want to quit and the times we want to all throw in the towel, Lord, thank You for coming by and saying, let's go. And Lord, that You'll take me by the hand and You'll lead me, just like You said in Psalm 23. Lord, thank You for that promise. Lord, help us tonight to have great faith. Lord, help us tonight to execute Your orders, to be encouraged, but God, to endure until the task is done. Father, bless Your word now in Jesus' name.
On behalf of our church and staff, thank you for listening to this sermon. For more sermons and more information about our church, please visit hbchazlett.org.